We're in Simin Kuf Nun Dalid. We're up to Siftes. Hamisnadvim Sefer Torah Menichin Matpeches Bebeis HaKnesses. People that are Menadei V'Sefer Torah, and they leave the covering of the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKnesses, Mutur L'Ishtamesh Pem Kol Sefer V'Sefer. You are allowed to use them for every one of the Sifrei Torah. Shaladas Kulan Hukdashu. Even though the person was menadev one specific Sefer Torah, so one could have said that the cover is meant only for that Sefer Torah. No, it was aldas that they can use them for any Sefer Torah. You can switch them around. Aval hamanichim beveisam v'chakach makdishin. Whereas, what happens if someone made a cover for his Sefer Torah at the home and then he was makdishit? Kevin shaldas osa sefer nasa v'nishtamash bolsa sefer. Since there was a hazmona, meaning it was made al das a particular sefer, and it was used for that sefer, asur lanicho b'sefer Torah acher. This shita holds that you're not allowed to use it for another sefer Torah. Why is that? This shita holds, it was a machlokas that surfaced once before, that the only time it is mutter to take something from one kedusha to another is if the second kedusha is higher. Meaning, it's not just that there's an isser of ein moridin, you're not allowed to be morided from its kedusha, but there's a halacha of malin bakodesh, you cannot even transfer it to an equal kedusha, it's got to be dafka, a higher kedusha. So from one sefer Torah to another sefer Torah is leaving it on the same level of kedusha. Therefore, it's aser. So if it was never miyuchid for any one of them, you're not changing it. It was always made for all the different sefer Torah. But if it was made for one bedavka, and now you want to go ahead and change it, so there the halacha is that it would not be mutter, according to this daya. V'yesh matirin, the other daya holds that it's mutter, meaning there is no isser of being mishana l'kedusha l'kedusha, the only isser is being morid b'kedusha. Since I'm putting it on another sefer Torah that's of equal kedusha, I'm not being morid m'kedusha also, so that's mutter. Says the Rama, V'chein no'agim achshav mishum leiv beis din masna aleihem linokach. The minag now is that it's like a t'nai, it's an unwritten t'nai, although it was never really stipulated, it's as if they stipulated that anything that's brought to the shul is done al das kein. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, the Bir Halacha, what if the person had it in his home for many years and only later brought it to shul? So he says, if you knew that one day you would bring it to shul, it's al das, that whatever the gaboyim decide, that's what's going to be done. Now, getting back here, the question is, which daya does the Ramah paskin like? The Mishnah Berurah comes out that if the Ramon needs the explanation of Lev Bezn Masna Aleihem, that means that really we're paskening like the first Shita. And we're holding that it is usur to be Mishana from one Kedusha to an equal Kedusha. The only Shinui that's Mutter is to go up, not to remain on the same level. It is just that over here there was a Lev Bezn Masna Aleihem, but otherwise not. Further, Sif Yud. Anogim lohaniach atora sefer Torah barosh akore b'siyam atorah ein mochim biyodam. Those who have a minig that they put the keser, the crown of the sefer Torah, on the head of the person that is mesayim, that is making the siyum, ein mochim biyodam, you should not protest. Why is that? L'kovet atorah, we say that there's a lev bezn masna, that is the t'nai, when you give it to the tzibur, when whoever was makdish, it was makdish, it was al t'nai, that it's going to be used l'kovet atorah, even on the head of the Messiah. Aval ha-menichem olsem b'roshe chassanim di'alma mochim bi'odom. Whereas if you're not talking about l'kovet atorah, just to put it on the head of a chassan because of simcha, on that we don't say lev bezn masna aleim. Lev bezdin is only masna for another form of kovet atorah, not for something private. What if you really want to be able to do it? So the halacha would be that at the time you bring it into the shul, before you actually put it on the Sefer Torah, you have to make a t'nai that I want this thing, this keser, to be used to have kedusha for a Sefer Torah when it does, but I also want it to be able to be used for a dvar chol on the head of a chosin. Sifyut Aleph. Neris shel shava shenosnam kusi lavodes elilim. If you have wax candles that were donated for worship in front of an idol, in other words, in honor of the idol worship, they lit a candle. The chibon shimshan and the shamish of the avodah zarah put it out. They used it for their service and then they were done. V'nosnam o mochram liyisrael. And then it was either given or sold to a Jew. Asur lahadlikam beveis haknesses. It is also to light them in shul, says the Ramah, fal pishim utaron lehedyet. Even though the halacha is that at that point it's batal. The part that was used was used. The part that's not used was not used. And that would not have a shem avodah zarah, and it is mutter for an individual to use it. Nevertheless, it's also for a shul because it's ma'us. It's considered disgusting. Even though it lost the shem avodah zarah from it. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not limited to a shul. This is for any mitzvah. You couldn't use this for Ner Shabbos. You couldn't use this for Ner Chanukah. Now, further. Mumer os lavodos kachavim, shenosan shava oner lebeis haknesses, osu ladliko. A mumer lavodos zora, it is also to take from him ner or shemen for a beis haknesses, vayim biyardei medina meilu. Now, the halacha is like this. We learn out of the halacha of a korban, we do not accept karbonis from a mumer. Who is the mumer we don't accept karbonis from? A mumer lechal shabbos is befer hesya, a mumer la'avodah zarah, or a mumer for anything else lahachis. So if you're talking about someone who is neither a mechal shabbos befer hesya, nor is he a mumer la'avodah zarah, nor is he a mumer lahachis, but he's a mumer l'teyavin and just one other avera, from him you could accept shava the same way he can bring a carbon. It's only in the case of a mumer l'avodah zarah, a mumer fechil shabbos befer hesya, or a mumer lahachis for any avera, from him we cannot accept it. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes into several different situations. First of all, what is the halacha of taking a church and converting it into a shul? So he brings the machlokas, the Magen Avraham, the Aliyah Rabbah. The Magen Avraham says that it's mutter because the church was not worshipped. It only accommodated worship. Whereas the Aliyah Rabbah asers, the minig is lahakal. However, in a case where the building actually had idolatry on it, where they actually put the forms of Avodah Zarah on the building itself, there the Mishnah Berurah comes out saying that it is ma'us, even though it is mutter for a Jew to use the building, a Jew should not be using it for a shul. Now another case, that is the case of candlesticks that were used for Avodah Zarah, that were used, so there the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lahachmir, one should be machmir, because that's made lenoi to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Not so if you're talking about buying chairs or benches from a church where you can use them in a shul, because they're not there lenoi, they're not there to be decorative, they're there for people to sit on. Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, wants to say that in the case of a church that didn't own its building, they were only renting, the same way that Lahavdil, when it comes to a shul that's rented, we said that since they could be evicted, it does not have kedushas beis haknesses. Lahavdil, the same would be in the reverse. A church that rented a place, for example, a place that's made for idolatry that was just rented, there too we would not call it mos, and eventually you can have a shul actually functioning there.